8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In Uniontown, police say the body of 65-year-old Archie Evans was found on County Road 12 Wednesday. He was reported missing last month when he was last seen getting into his truck, which was found about 400 yards away from his body in the woods. His body is now with forensics to determine the cause of death. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after a late-night shooting at a downtown McDonald's. It happened just after 10 last night in the 2200 block of Madison Avenue. Police say one man was shot at the McDonald's and pronounced dead at the scene. No word on what led to that shooting, and so far no arrest. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And state officials will now be taking a closer look at the elections in Montgomery's upcoming runoff after reports of voter fraud in last week's mayor's race. If five teams of two observers each will now go to 46 polling sites in the city of Montgomery. And those are some of your headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hurricane Dorian targets the Carolinas. Hurricane force winds and tornadoes tearing apart homes.
Two more major chains, Walgreens and CVS, are asking customers not to openly carry guns in their stores.
Thousands of people were forced out of their homes because of a brush fire in Southern California.
At the security check in Manila's airport, Jennifer Erin Talbot put her carry-on through and then removed an infant from a baby sling. The 42-year-old was arrested on charges of human trafficking and kidnapping.
The gunman in last weekend's attack in West Texas was deemed mentally unfit to own weapons.
The victim of Brock Turner's sexual assault is saying her name. It's Chanel Miller. This case, again, got national attention, caused outrage when her attacker, who was a swimmer at Stanford, served just 3 months. Now, Chanel Miller is reading her victim impact statement.
Krispy Kreme is back with pumpkin spice donuts, but they've taken it up a notch. It's got a cheesecake filling, because that's what you need.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. This is 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. First-time callers, and you let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing that we're doing. We'll add your name in twice, once for being a first-time caller, another time for just calling us, and then you have a greater odds of winning the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there. Anybody can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. You just have to talk to us. We're doing that drawing today. So call and get in. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my dear?
Good afternoon, Dan. I am well and hope you are.
I'm doing extremely well.
Wonderful. Friday, right?
TGIF.
Earlier, before this break, there was a commercial, or I don't know what you would call it, and I've heard it several times on the station today, about some gambling facility owing $72 million to the state in taxes, and they don't have to pay it. Can you tell me a little more about it?
Well, I don't really know that much more about it. It seems that there's a group, and I actually used to sit on this with this group. If you owe taxes, they can forego the taxes, and it seems that this group did that. And
wow.
It seems that the revenue commissioner, by that ad, I don't know if it's true or not, who sits on the revenue commissioner, you have a seat for the governor, you have a seat for the speaker, you have a seat for the Senate pro tem that's on there, and then you'll have people that will sit in for those different people. And that's where I met some very interesting people, and we'd sit and listen to their story, and then we'd vote on it and see whether they would be forgiven their taxes. Now, I don't know what the real story is behind this, but I think I'll find it out for you.
Great, because I would love to know. That's a lot of money. May not be to the state, but it is to me anyway. We could do something with. It's been a great show, Dan. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I learned so much from you and Joey and, of course, Baron in the Morning, you know, from this radio station. But today has been super, super good because I've been able to listen to you since 12 o'clock.
So. Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much, Barbara.
Oh, I appreciate y'all. I really do. I thank you so much for all the information that you gather and give us.
That's what we try to do.
Y'all have a blessed weekend.
You too, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Connie. Connie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi. First of all, can I get in on the Sweet Creek drawing?
No. Yes, you can. Oh. Give me your month and day of birth.
I'm going to call Carrie and tell on you.
Don't do that. Give me your month and day of birth.
September 3rd.
Just had a birthday, huh?
I did.
How was it?
Oh, God. Well, my birthdays are always crazy. Don't ask.
No, I have to ask.
No, it's like something bad always happens on my birthday.
Oh, that's not
terrible,
good.
But of course, I had a crisis today, but we dealt with it. So anyway, but I've been in town, and I've been listening off and on in the car when I could, so mm-hmm. I haven't heard the whole show. But now, you're just now talking about, you know, feeling guilty about eating a burger or whatever. We're supposed to feel guilty over everything. Well, let me tell them, I don't feel guilty when I eat a burger. I don't feel guilty when I drive a car. I don't feel guilty because I'm white or conservative. I don't feel guilty because I don't want illegal immigration. And so, and I could go on. So there you go.
You're in a guilt-free zone with us.
And I've been on the Trump train since the day he walked down that escalator, and he started talking, and I was off the cap saying, yes, yes, finally somebody's not politically correct, and I will be with him next year, too. Now, one more thing.
Sure.
I didn't get to call in because I was driving, but as far as Blakey Ford is concerned, I hope men are really not that stupid. I hope they were just being politically correct when they said she was credible. Because any woman who is not a feminazi knew immediately from day one that she was lying.
You know what? Let me give her applause on that. I heard that more than anything from women. They would say, they would be talking to me about it, and they said, I can tell you she's lying. She is lying.
Because all us women, we know women like that, okay? And we can spot them a mile away.
There you go. That's why I want you on my team, Connie.
Well, I'm there. And don't forget the Sweet Creek thing, okay?
We've got you in for the drawing, Connie. Listen in. We're going to do that drawing in about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Let's go to our good friend Chad, who's calling us from the Highlands.
Oh, it's beautiful up here. I know you hate it, right?
Oh, man. I'm jealous. I actually had somebody who sent me an email said, where is the place that you were talking about? And I explained to him the Highlands of North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. It's a treasure. Don't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, really.
So did you see that Jamie Riley, the University of Alabama Dean of Students, was forced to resign today?
I did not see that.
Yes, because he had the controversial tweets on his Twitter account basically saying that the American flag and the police were racist.
No.
Yeah. So this is a an African-American assistant dean of students, and he's been all over the place. He's been dean at Berkeley and other places, too. And
how did Alabama come up with somebody that was at Berkeley?
You know, he's one of these diversity guys that gets passed around from university to university and, you know, comes in there. And that gig's probably, what, 2 or 3 years before everybody kind of gets on to you. Like, it's really a high-paying, no-working job type of job. And, you know, it's interesting because the conservatives are starting to catch on to the left tech because they also were able to oust somebody out, I think, of the University of North Carolina last month because they had similar, like, kind of anti, called the Republicans the Klan and all that, and they were able to get, you know, that person out of there too. So, you know, the internet has a memory, And I guarantee you there are more leftists who have vented their spleen on the internet than any of the right wingers. And you're gonna find a lot of incautious type comments, kind of like the Jemele Hill comments, that idiot. Gosh.
That's a name out of the past.
Let me tell you, yeah. I mean, you know, for everybody who wants to know who I'm talking about, this is the black female sportscaster on ESPN that just could not keep her mouth shut
when it came to
talking about Bob. She just couldn't help herself. So now she's written a letter in the Atlantic, or an article in the Atlantic magazine, which is not exactly a conservative magazine, where she is urging black athletes to stop going to white colleges.
I saw that.
Yeah. So she wants them to resegregate themselves. And my question to Jemele is, and who is going to come play them watch if you put them in historically black universities? They're not going to draw 100,000 people, you know? I mean, but nevertheless, are we going backwards that we feel like we shouldn't have the races even mixed anymore? Is this not insanity?
It really is. It's logic flipped on its head.
It's, you know, it's just this hatred from the left. It's just absolutely hatred. They assume every white person's a racist. You know, people like Jemele Hill, people like this dean that just got fired. You know, a lot of these folks are just absolutely. Do they go through their entire life every day thinking about how somebody has just screwed them over? I mean, it's this whole victim culture that the left is soaked and steeped in like a sauna. I mean, it's like their entire. If you, for example, watch the climate debate, and I'm sure you watched all 7 hours of it.
No, please.
So it was 7 hours of victimology, and you know the DNC did not want the candidates to do the climate debate, but fortunately for us, CNN did it, right?
Yeah, right. And they were basically saying that climate change is an absolute fact, and it was,
right.
Some of the remarks that they made during that is incredible.
Right. While they're, and we had this talk yesterday, while they're driving their SUVs and flying private jets and having their houses on the ocean. And now CNN is going to do a 7-hour same thing for the Democrats on LGBT issues.
Ooh, bring it
on.
7 hours.
I mean, I feel like we have a plant inside of the DNC. You know, it's like, this is great. I mean, you know, look, everybody has different opinions on that issue, but do we really want to hear about that for 7 hours? I mean, seriously, it's such a fringe issue for the rest of the country.
It really
no
is.
No matter what your position is on it, my position is I'm a conservative and I'm, you know, a practicing Catholic. So I have a position. I believe in treating people as human beings, you know, regardless of what their situation may be. Try and treat them with love and respect. But I don't want to hear a 7-hour lecture. But see, that's another 7 hours of victimology. You know, it's just the whole.
Now, let me tell you, when they start doing narrowband politics, which is kind of a new phrase that has been coined, they think that the only people that are listening are only interested in that subject. And the problem is that's not what's happening. That's why people in Indiana, rural Illinois, and places like Minnesota think they're crazy.
Right, exactly right. And did you see, about just kind of switching subjects in a minute, did you see that Biden's campaign is already playing the low expectations game for the Iowa caucus?
I did. I ran a story on that 2 days ago.
Well, we don't have to win Iowa or New Hampshire or South Carolina. It's like, well, now you're starting to see some mainstream lefty journalists. I mean, the Washington Post and the New York Times are pretty much trying to tube his candidacy at this point. And Axelrod was out there saying that basically he's a serial liar about what he does. I mean, Axelrod either tweeted or wrote an article about it today that I saw, just a reference to it, that, you know, the guy can't help himself. He just is constantly embellishing his everything. And, you know, somebody finally talked to him about that entire, story that had every fact wrong about the soldier who was trying to rescue the guy. And Biden's like, well, what's the big deal? It was mostly,
really.
you know,
you know, it's
I was trying to get a point across. That's what really matters.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so what if I lie about all the facts or can't remember any of the facts or can't even remember that I was a senator then and not the vice president or that it wasn't in this particular place or he wasn't a soldier? Or, I mean, it was like either you're a liar, which is bad, or you're mentally losing it, which is also bad.
Yeah, equally as bad, if not maybe worse. Yeah, we did a piece that... had a ribbon of all his kind of gaffes and mistakes that were there. And it's really telling when you listen to it.
This is really starting to look like Hillary's campaign all over again.
Or Bob Dole.
I mean, yeah, or Bob Dole. I mean, well, at least Bob Dole didn't get an explosive red eye in the middle of the climate change thing. You know, you're under stress when your eyes start bleeding in the middle of your... maybe Trump can say, you remember when he made
that? Yeah, your eyes were bleeding.
Meg and Kelly, you know, blood coming out of your eyes.
In other places?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Listen, you guys...
Well, wait, tell me the temperature there right now.
Let's see, hold on. Siri, what's the temperature? Hold on. Siri, what's the temperature in Highlands, North Carolina? 75.
Oh, that's a shame.
I woke up. I had to almost put a sweater on. It was 53.
Wow,
that's incredible.
It was not. Yeah, I've actually the past two summers here on the 4th of July weekend, I've been able to put a fire in the outdoor fireplace.
Oh man, yeah. Yeah. Well, my brother was up there last weekend. They were doing fires all the time. He said it was absolutely spectacular.
It is spectacular. I mean, it's beautiful. And then about 5-6 o'clock. You know, the cool weather starts coming in, and it's
a little glass of wine. Yeah. Fire started.
You got it. In fact, you can just skip the fire and go straight to the wine.
Yeah, build the fire never... before. You have a safe trip back. Thanks
all
for
right,
calling.
Take care. Bye bye.
A friend of mine who is pretty knowledgeable said that it wasn't forgiven, but the state is appealing it in court. And he was looking at the court order when he sent that to me. So we're going to get a little more clarity on this thing. And it was $75.5 million tax assessment included interest on here. So we'll find out when it goes to court. Papa John and others coming back to you right after this.
Show.
We get together, mama.
No sweat. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? they see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How have you been, buddy? Papa John, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay. Dan, you know, I don't call very often. I just, if something grabs my attention, I try to pull it upon out of you because I feel like you give me the best interpretation I can get. This thing with the self-culling Democrat group of candidates going further and further along, and to me, some of the ones that seem to be some of the five are even disappeared. The guy from Starbucks who announced his withdrawal today.
Right.
And he explained it by saying he did not want to take potential votes away that would cost the Democrat Party the win. Something occurred to me, and this is going back in history some, and you probably can clarify it better than I can. When Richard Nixon first started out in politics, and he had a couple of substantial losses early on in his career, and it kind of, I don't want to say tainted him or whatever, but it seemed to have a problem getting back into the swing of things because everybody kind of had that big L on his forehead for loser, and it seemed to take extra effort for him to get back into the swing of things again. Having said that, do you think maybe some of these candidates are taking themselves out of it because they don't want to have that syndrome happen to them?
Yeah, I think a lot of candidates have that in the process. They don't want to be known, particularly if they want to run again, they don't want to be known as a loser. So they move out in a timely manner so they don't get marked like that.
Yeah, and I thought it was significant that the guy from Starbucks used that as an excuse. So he's trying to say, you know, I'm a party guy. I'm not going to take away from the Democrat Party. I'm going to try to do what I think is best for the party to make it work. And it's going to be interesting to see how far this goes as the candidates go farther and farther along. The ones that are, I know you've got Elizabeth Warren and Biden, and, you know, they seem to be there. They'll be there for the long run. And it could still have the same effect on Elizabeth Warren if something happens and she goes in, which I have no doubt that Trump's, you know, I don't think he's going to lose. So this could be a real bad starting point for her, if you want to call them starting point. in big time politics.
You talking about Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah. Don't you think?
Well, Elizabeth Warren, you know, how you handle yourself during a presidential campaign tells you, can set you up for the next one. And some people have done it really poorly. Edwards would be one of those. And some of them have done it really, really well. Ronald Reagan would be one. 1976 set him up for 1980, and 1968 set him up for 80.
Yeah, that along with Jimmy Carter's administration and 18% interest rates. So,
well, everything he said in 1976 ended up to be true. That was the main thing.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, well, look. Hey, by the way, can you put me up for Sweet Creek?
Absolutely. Give me your month and day of birth.
September 10.
You got it, my friend. We're going to do that drawing in just a little bit. Thanks.
Let's go to
Catherine. Bye-bye. Catherine, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, first time calling, I about decided it wasn't going to get through.
Oh, man. Well, first, tell me about yourself. We're going to put your name in twice for the drawing. Give me your month and day of birth.
11/22.
You got it. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, I live at the big city of Honorville.
Of where?
Honorville.
Where is that?
That's halfway between Greenville and Laverne.
Ooh, okay.
A little wide place in the road.
Well, but, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, forever. It's just the first time I got a chance to call in.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in.
But you certainly have a lot of good information on your show. We get a kick out of that. It's very informative.
Well, I am so glad that you listen. I'm glad that you enjoy the show.
That's right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, Catherine, we're going to do that drawing in about 10, 15 minutes, and your name will be in there twice, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Yes, sir. The only thing I had to chime in about is something I heard the mayor. This is a feel-good thing. The mayor, I heard him talking here recently, and about the Whitewater Park. He said they were teaming up with NOC, the Notlahala Outdoor Center. And I wanted to share that back when I was camping and mountain biking regularly, I frequented the place a couple times. And it was just, you could tell they weren't some fly-by-night operation. And they specialized in whitewater rafting trips. And I bought some fly fishing gear while I was there. And it was like a mini Bass Pro Shop. And when the mayor, anyway, when he said they were teaming up with NOC, it sounded good because they're a professional outfit. You could tell by the way the place was run, and that was my 2 cents on that.
Sam, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yes, sir. Dan, I love your show. Can I get in on the Sweet Creek, please?
Sam, absolutely. Give me a month and day of birth.
3/5.
You got it, buddy. You're in.
All right. Let's
do Steve real quickly. Steve, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing today?
Very good, my friend.
Good deal. I, too, am a first-time caller to your show, I believe, and thoroughly enjoy it and learn a whole bunch of stuff from it.
Well, thank you, Steve. How long have you been listening to the show?
Probably about maybe 3 or 4 years now.
Wow.
Maybe even a little longer than that.
Wow. Tell me about yourself. What do you do?
Well, I'm in the security business as far as electronic security.
Okay.
Phones and access control camera stuff.
Business is booming, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And we're well blessed right now.
That's great.
Can't say nothing bad about it.
Steve, give me your month and day of birth so I can get you in on the drawing.
It is 11/18.
11/18.
Yes, sir.
You got it, buddy. Anything else on your mind?
If you don't mind. And you may have covered it, and unfortunately with my work schedule going in and out of clients and all, I may have missed it if you did. The comment, I wish I could have got in yesterday when Secretary of State Merrill was there, making a comment about the director of the elections that was appointed by Stephen Reed. And I know everybody talks about the fact that he lost his law license or the rumor that he lost his law license. Whatever. And the thought that comes to mind with me, I'm not an attorney, but I don't know of too many good ways that you could lose your law license.
that was nicely said.
So in the line of work that I'm in, obviously clearly different, but I have to do background checks all the time. And if something like that was on my record, even if it has nothing to do with the job I'm doing, it shows part of my character. You know, it definitely shows up. And I'm just wondering, is there not a background check done on these people, or does it matter?
One thing I kind of differ on John Antonio this, he works at the pleasure of the probate judge. So, you know, he was kind of saying, well, he's a employee of the county. He is an employee of the county, but he works at the pleasure of the probate judge. And so that's something kind of different. I think it was a bad decision on his part for such a very important role.
Absolutely. But it is what it is, I guess.
Well, hopefully we'll know, as we say in the show, in the fullness of time, the correct answer to all this.
Yes, sir.
Steve, we'll get your name in the drawing. We'll do that drawing in just a little bit. We'll go to a break. Michelle, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Dorian is moving away from the U.S. coast, but it's still impacting the eastern seaboard. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says the big threat now is storm surge and flash flooding.
We cannot yet let our guard down. For the Outer Banks and northeastern North Carolina, continue to shelter in a safe place, keep off the roads, and stay alert.
Several hundred thousand remain without power throughout the southeast. Four deaths in the U.S. linked to the storm. 30 confirmed deaths in the Bahamas, a number that's expected to rise. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper today calling out Russia as a threat to NATO and international order.
By violating the borders of nearby nations and meddling in foreign elections, Russia's malign influence seeks to undermine the integrity of the NATO alliance.
President Trump has called for Russia to be readmitted to the group of seven nations. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our rain prospects for the next few days, not very good. In fact, the intense heat continues through the early part of next week at least. For tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature 71. Tomorrow and Sunday, with a high temperature near 100 both days, the rain chances are 10% at best. Lows at night in the low 70s. And then by Monday and Tuesday, well, the high temperature Monday, 100, upper 90s Tuesday, with widely scattered storms returning on Monday, Tuesday, and probably Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are. Joey, let's do the drawing, my friend.
Okay, sounds like a plan for me. And that is, of course, folks, the drawing for the $60 valued Sweet Creek gift basket. You pick out whatever you like. It's a wonderful thing. Let me get my drum set all set up here.
Bum, bum, bum.
And the winner is... Gary.
Gary, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my friend. For your Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Look who I received a text from.
Wow! He has your number?
He's got my number. Read it.
President Trump here. I want to see you Monday, September 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern at a historic, it's in all caps, folks, historic rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina to claim your free tickets, RSVP here. And like I said before, Dan, you got a big one.
Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing extremely well, my dear, and you?
Doing wonderful. I just actually wanted to give my comments on the new white water park that's coming to Montgomery.
Please.
I just don't think that many families are going to bring their kids out of that with so much violence in that city. We live in Verbena, and I will not drive my kids into Montgomery.
You live in Verbena?
Verbena, Alabama. We are very lucky to pick you up here.
I know exactly where Verbena is. So you're saying you would not go there?
No, I'm not. I have my husband and oldest son work in Montgomery, and I'm terrified of them in Montgomery.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Michelle, go ahead.
The current element fixed up there somehow. I think that money would have been better served. Maybe a police officer in the area or something.
Sure. Well, we'll see what happens. As we always say on the show, we'll know in the fullness of time. Michelle, thanks for a telephone call.
Thanks, sir. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, the one and only Gary.
I knew if I called you often enough, you would eventually pull my name.
You'll eventually get in there. Well, Gary, congratulations, my friend. Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Oh, yeah, I know Reed and his wife. My brother's big buddies with them. Grant, he's big buddies with the Ingrams. And I've been down there with my brother. And
Grant, is it Grant Sullivan?
Ribs and, oh, yeah.
Grant Sullivan?
That's him. That's my
oh,
brother.
Man, you're Grant's brother. Well, Gary, it's a pleasure to meet you. I've known Grant for a long time.
I have, too. That's not spread around too much, though.
Yeah, but you don't have an excuse for that. Well, congratulations, Gary. Joey's got your info. He's going to send it to me. I'm going to send it to Reed and Karen Ingram. You should be able to go down tomorrow, maybe even today, and claim your prize.
Outstanding. I'm going to have to let my wife go with me, though. Because she's
oh, yeah, that's only if you want to stay married to her.
Exactly, exactly. Excellent. Thank you, Dan.
You are so welcome. Tell Grant I said hi.
Will do. Thanks.
Take
bye.
Care. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I am doing fine.
Good.
Congratulations to Gary for winning that Sweet Creek. That's good.
That's a heck of a deal, isn't it?
Mr. Morris, you can't beat that. That is awesome. And just best thing going around in town here, sir.
It really is. I mean, I had a competitor tell me that.
Yes, sir. And hey, I'm happy that Mr. Starbuck dropped out.
Why?
I don't like Starbucks.
I'm with you on that. That's an overpriced cup of coffee there.
Just give me a good old cup of Folgers, Dunkin' Donut, or Maxwell. I'm happy. Yeah. So
I'm a Folgers drinker myself.
Yeah, I love Folgers.
So I'm more an energy drink guy.
You are? You don't course, do coffee?
Well, I'll do coffee from here at the station, but I'm more of a Bang or a Rain energy
first,
guy.
First thing I do every morning is make coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you listen to Barry Coleman, he tell you to stay away from caffeine. It's bad for you.
Well, I will say, if you have too much caffeine, I used to. I don't do it any longer. But when I was drinking a lot of coffee, when I was doing the morning show, I'd do one day without coffee. Hmm. I'd be asleep by 8:30.
Yes, sir.
And I would be tired all day, too.
Well, it is in the same family, technically, as any other stimulant. It's a mild psychoactive stimulant. And if you do too much caffeine, I've done it.
Your heart?
Yeah, you get arrhythmia and those sort of things.
Yeah, my brother, the cardiologist, was big on that. He said, if you overdo it, there's a line, and once you cross that line, everybody's kind of different. Once you cross that line, you're doing damage to your heart.
Yes, sir. I drink two cups of coffee every morning. That's it, two cups.
Yeah, that's all I do. I just do two.
Yeah. But the reason I call, really, to see how you are doing your vision. It's Friday.
I'm doing great. I go back for a one-month referral on the 16th, I think. And then I get the second eye done on the 25th.
All right. So the eye you had done and doing pretty well. Now.
Well, it's not as good. John, it's not to the level John wants it to be, but he said we'll have a plan for that. And we're gonna give it a month. And so wherever it is at a month, that's where it's going to stay. Then he'll do the other eye accordingly. We may have to go back and do LASIK on the first eye.
All right. I just want to check on you about that, sir.
Well, I really appreciate it. I tell you one thing that I really noticed is, I don't know if you guys have noticed the full moon that we had.
Oh, yes, sir.
I mean, it's gorgeous. I went out to my front yard, and where you look up at a full moon.
Last night?
This was two nights ago. You couldn't see anything. You couldn't see any of the stars. Now I can see other stars. That's big.
There you go. You can see the stars now.
Yep.
It's amazing, and I wish you well, sir, and you enjoy. Have a great weekend, and Road Tide, and War Eagle.
You got it, my friend. I'm going to have a superb weekend.
Thanks.
Let me see clips, because we got five until the next break here. Did you get the Peter Ducey climate change story here? This is Peter Deuce is really kind of coming in his own. This is Stop and Go, obviously.
As Hurricane Dorian slogs up the U.S. East Coast, Democratic presidential contenders are blaming climate change for the massive storm and explaining their plans to deal with that issue. Correspondent Peter Ducey looks at some of the proposals tonight and some of the unintended consequences.
Candidates are trying to come up with creative ways to combat climate change, something that directly affects the lives of those along Maine's coastline. But for fishermen, there's a catch.
They see what's happening in the environment and want to adapt and be able to continue their business, but they're also being told what time to start fishing, what day to start fishing by a date on a calendar, and those things don't always match up.
And there could be more red tape coming because Democrats are trying to prove they know the most about carbon footprints, like Beto O'Rourke, who took a public bus today instead of a commercial plane from New York to Boston, or Elizabeth Warren, who is promoting alternative energy.
We know how to do offshore wind.
But new windmills can mean old places to fish are off limits.
With offshore wind, the concern is that they are displacing fishermen from traditional fishing grounds.
Peter Deuce is getting better at this thing. I like the way he ends this story here. This isn't it.
Bernie Sanders has a different proposal, limiting global warming by limiting pregnancies.
Ooh. I think especially in poor countries around the world, where women do not necessarily want to have large numbers of babies, and where they can have the opportunity through birth control to control the number of kids they have, something I very, very strongly support.
Not every Democrat agrees that birth control is best to confront climate change, but every Democrat agrees the next steps could be hard.
This is on par with winning World War II, perhaps even more challenging than that.
To win the war on warming, Kamala Harris argues, despite her love of cheeseburgers, Americans should break up with beef.
Would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
Yes.
You know, the food pyramid, but people
yes.
are
like, yes.
to reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
That's a regulation fishermen on Maine's coastline could live with.
I think if people, you know, want to do their part to reduce their carbon footprint, seafood is their best option, best place to start.
We've heard from folks here that as the climate changes, invasive species of fish start swimming this way, and fishermen are doing their best to try and adapt to protect their paychecks. They just don't want to have to be dealing with complications caused by global warming and by the government.
That spot was brought to you by the National Seafood Producers of America. Peter Deuce is getting much better. Let me go to a break. I've got a couple of stories I want to pop off here. We're going to be back right after this.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. If you want to get your shots in, well, you better call. Okay, we didn't get to this yesterday, so let's try to do it today. Andrew Yang did an interview on CBS. This is one segment of it, but I think it's pretty insightful.
Democratic presidential debate will take place 1 week from today. The 10 candidates who made the cut include 9 politicians and Andrew Yang. The 44-year-old entrepreneur who made millions running a test prep company had zero political experience, but his campaign took off with his proposal to give every American adult $12,000 a year. His early success has surprised almost everyone, except Yang himself. In a CBS This Morning broadcast exclusive, we met up with Yang at his rather Spartan campaign headquarters here in New York City.
This is national headquarters?
Yes, this is it, where the magic happens.
This feels like a pretty modest space from which to launch a national campaign.
It was more modest than this before. This is actually like...
Now it feels plush.
Yeah. This is with furniture and stuff. Yeah.
On the walls, headlines chart the course of the campaign.
When we started in early 2018, I was a longer than long shot.
But Andrew Yang thrives on being underestimated.
You actually thought you could get somewhere with this.
Well, I was apparently correct.
In the first two debates, you were given the least amount of actual speaking time.
The opposite of Donald Trump is an Asian man who likes math.
Do you expect that to change this time?
I do. But after the last debate, we raised over $1 million in the 48 hours afterwards. And so now I've developed a reputation for making the most of whatever time I get.
He's very clever. He's very quick. And quick wit is a sign of intelligence to me. And he's got a very, very quick wit. Let's continue on. He's going to be talking about immigration. It's not immigration. It's automation that's the problem.
His more than 200,000 unique donors have given an average of $25 apiece, many attracted to his blunt assessment of America's future.
How do you feel about the American dream? The idea of it?
I love it. I've lived it. My family immigrated to this country.
Do you still believe in it?
Well, I'm a numbers guy, and so the numbers say that you have a 50-50 chance of doing better than your parents if you're born in the 90s. And that chance was 93% if you were born in the 40s or 50s. So the American dream is dying by the numbers, and Americans know it.
Yang's dark outlook is similar to President Trump's, but he blames the rise of AI and automation.
We automated away 4 million manufacturing jobs in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And if those states sound familiar, those are all the swing states that Donald Trump needed to win and did win. So to me, this was a straight automation story that immigrants are being scapegoated for economic problems they have little to nothing to do with.
It's not immigration, it's automation.
It's not immigration, it's automation.
And it will lead to widespread despair. He writes in his book, The War on Normal People, creating a hyper-stratified society like something out of the Hunger Games.
Some advisors have suggested to you you should be more optimistic in the way you paint the future of the country.
Yeah, I have gotten that advice. That's true. And I think most politicians have been sold on the fact the American people don't want to hear hard truths, and I think that's wrong.
They want to hear it straight, you think?
Yeah, they want solutions, not happy sound bites at this point.
A couple of things he says, and those that were born in the 40s and 50s had a 93% chance of being better than their parents. Well, Andrew, think about this. If you were born in the 40s or 50s, your parents, 11 years to 21 years prior to that, were living in, wait on it, the Great Depression.
Right.
And the Great Depression, you didn't really come out of it until you were about at 37. And then it was only World War II and afterwards that you really had that. So that's where somebody says, I'm a numbers person, but they don't think analytically like that. That bothers me.
Yeah, I think he's right about one thing. If you really break down the numbers on job losses in, like, say, manufacturing, some of that is moving overseas, like 10%, I believe, is like moving to Mexico and China. Some of that is low-skilled labor coming to the country. But the vast majority of that is productivity gains based on technology and innovation and, in many cases, automation, because I think manufacturing started to decline in this country in the 70s. And that's all due to, like, steel mills becoming more efficient. Right. They don't need as many people. Yeah.
Well, you go down, I don't know if you've ever toured Hyundai, but I toured a Ford plant back during the day in the 80s, and you had people that went in and actually painted cars. Now you have robots that paint cars. And it's not a displacement of that. It makes it where they're much more efficient, so they're able to have that same worker in another position here. Let's listen to this part on the freedom dividend.
Yang's solution, the cornerstone of his campaign, is the freedom dividend. He'd pay every adult $1,000 a month, no strings attached, and fund it in part with a 10% value-added tax on business production.
The Tax Foundation, which is a conservative think tank, has run the numbers and says basically they don't think your math adds up, that you couldn't pay for a benefit that significant with the funds that you're talking about raising here.
They're correct that it's not that the revenue pays for it dollar for dollar, but what they overlook is that if you put this money into Americans' hands, the money doesn't disappear. Where does it go? It goes back into our consumer economy and circulates over and over again.
The argument is it would discourage people from working. Would it make more sense to guarantee people jobs like Bernie Sanders is promising?
The first thing is that there's no data that shows that us getting $1,000 a month would reduce work levels overall. In terms of Bernie's federal jobs guarantee, I understand the spirit of it, but in practice it would be very, very difficult to implement and manage. Imagining that all Americans want to work for the federal government is something that Bernie might think is in our minds, but that's not the case when I talk to most Americans.
Bingo on that. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
It's been a great show, yeah.
Guys, be good, be safe, be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Joey Clark is sitting in for the one and only great Greg Boudel. Gonna be, see you later. Gonna keep doing this till I get it right. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Hurricane Dorian is moving away from the U.S. coast, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. Airlifts are underway for trapped residents on North Carolina's Ocracoke Island.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says water is coming in.
There is significant storm surge and flash flooding, and we understand that the waters are rising quickly there.
Emergency officials in the Outer Banks are telling people to get to the highest points in their homes to be safe.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. At least four deaths are blamed on the storm in Florida and North Carolina. 30 confirmed deaths reported in the Bahamas. Mixed numbers in the latest jobs report.
The unemployment rate held steady in August at 3.7% for the third straight month. The overall number of new jobs created, 130,000, is weaker than forecast, but more Americans were working.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio?